cleaning supplies, and consign clothing for the whole family. It's 57 sunny degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris accepting the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Here's ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
Harris using the DNC stage to tell her story, then turning her attention to former President Donald Trump.
Just imagine Donald Trump with no guardrails.
Blasting Trump on foreign policy.
I will not cozy up to tyrants and dictators like Kim Jong-un.
Harris ending with a plea for Americans to unite around the nation's core values. Jacqueline Lee, ABC News, Chicago.
The union representing workers at Canadian National Railway Company has taken down picket lines. They say its employees will be returning to their jobs today. The other major Canadian railroad, however, is still striking. The Canadian government forcing the country's two major railroads into binding arbitration late yesterday. Italian rescuers bringing up to shore the body of the final person who'd been missing in the sinking of that super yacht. This is ABC News. The U.S. Postal Service wants to save $3 billion a year on delivery charges that it says it will not negatively affect most customers.
The Postal Service says it wants to shift to streamlined regional networks already happening in Atlanta, Richmond, Virginia, and Portland, Oregon, which it says will help with the steady huge increase in package shipping. People living near the hubs could see faster delivery, but maybe not at rural addresses. The goal remains the current 1 to 3 days delivery for first-class mail. Election mail, like ballots, won't be affected, officials say. It'll all need the okay of the Postal Regulatory Commission.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. A new crack along the Iceland volcano that started spewing lava on Thursday night. Winds blew volcanic gases over the town of Grindavik, forcing evacuations of the few people who returned. The volcano started erupting last December. After 800 years of being quiet, the Blue Lagoon Geothermal Spa, one of Iceland's biggest tourist attractions. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Did you know that you can show off your school spirit with products from the Creative Outlet in Richland Center? We currently have custom scrapbooking products on hand for 28 different clubs, professional teams, and area school districts. We also have many school shirts consigned in our clothing area. Celebrate your school spirit with products purchased at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, loveseats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main in Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Showers and thunderstorms passed across northern Wisconsin last night, and some places received a half inch to an inch of rain, even a bit more in some spot locations, especially near the Chippewa flowage. Our area yesterday afternoon looked like rain chances were sparse for the next few days, though I did push up the potential for showers and thunderstorms late on Saturday, and especially Saturday night into early Sunday, as we will have a stronger boundary set up in our area. And some places Saturday night into early Sunday could pick up over a quarter of an inch of rain, of course, depending on how everything develops. The highest amounts, as usual, would be where any thunderstorms develop. So getting to your forecast for today, a beautiful day, mostly sunny overall, will rise up to about 81, a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, though up to 15 at times in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a small chance of a brief shower or some light sprinkles during the late evening or overnight. I wouldn't worry about that too much. We'll fall back to about 59. Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun, more cloud cover generally later in the day and feeling more humid with a high near 85. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the later afternoon on Saturday, though Saturday evening and Saturday night, that's when showers and thunderstorms are more likely. I have 50% right now, though we may have to bump that up. And as I said, a quarter of an inch of rain or more is possible in some spots. Others would receive less than that. Saturday night, a low near 68. Sunday will be mostly sunny in the late morning and the afternoon, and very warm and muggy, rising up to about 90 degrees. Next week, the first half of the week, cannot guarantee dry weather, as it'll be a bit unsettled at times, though more periods of dry weather than wet weather. Monday, mostly sunny, hot and muggy, rising up to 93. Late in the day Monday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms firing up in our region. And then Monday night into Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly cloudy otherwise on Tuesday, a high near 88, and still feeling humid, while Wednesday will be less humid with a 20% chance of showers and storms, mostly sunny otherwise, a high near 84. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions, and shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, 57 degrees. Yesterday's high was 75. Record high for the state, 100 in 1947, and matched a year ago in 2023. Record low, 43 in 1952. Last year's high was 100 and the low, 77. Sunset will happen at 7:52 this evening. Sunrise time, 6:16, coming up for tomorrow morning. Winds from the north-northwest at 2 to 3 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.19. No precipitation this morning. We were at 51 for a low. Right now, we're up to 57 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Consider this, ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Deuteronomy 4:29. When Hudson Taylor first went to China, he sailed close to the Cannibal Islands. The ship was becalmed and began drifting shoreward. Savages were eagerly anticipating a feast. The captain went to Mr. Taylor and besought him to pray for the help of God. I will, said Mr. Taylor, provided you will set the sails to catch the breeze. The captain did not want to make himself a laughingstock by unfurling in the dead calm, but Taylor would not pray until the sails were up. It was done. While Mr. Taylor was praying, the captain said, "Stop praying, there's more wind than we can manage." They had drifted within 100 yards from shore when a strong wind suddenly struck the sails. Mr. Taylor could not have taken such a course had he not been abiding in Christ and ready to obey the leading of the Spirit. Faith sees the heavenly legions where doubt sees naught but foes. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church, thank you for considering this.
Sports Time is next, sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. We have our Friday high school football preview coming up here in just a bit, and also details on a Brewer loss. The Packers prepare for the final preseason game tomorrow. Pregame time 10 o'clock on FM 100.9. So we'll have details coming up in sports in just a moment.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Radio Sports. Looking at high school football this weekend, the Richland Center Hornets travel to Tolma. I talked to head coach Andrew Troxell about the team's recent scrimmage.
I think that scrimmage is a great scrimmage for us. You know, we go there and we have LaCrosse Logan, who's twice our size, you know, and they're dominated by seniors, you know, and so when they took the field, they were big, you know, and you could tell right away on offense and defense, you know, they were looking for a fight. And so I think initially with some of those tackles and some of those hits and blocks, you know, it really kind of woke our kids up. And so they were able to see, okay, you know, we're going to have to earn and fight for every yard, right? Every series and every game that we're going to be in. And so I'm glad that happened because it kind of exposed some areas that we needed to work on this week. You know, and then after that, we had LaCrosse Aquinas, you know, and held our own a little bit better, came out of that groove a little bit that we were in a positive way, and, you know, really performed well. And I told the kids, I said, listen, you know, Logan and Aquinas, they're not going to pull any punches, right? You're going to see their V1s. You know, and so you're going to have to take the onslaught and you're going to have to give it back. You know, and so as we went through that scrimmage for the rest of the day, and the other two times we saw Logan and Aquinas, it's exactly what they did. So that showed a lot of promise, you know, for us at that scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
I asked Coach Troxell about tonight's opponent.
Well, Tolma was they're a talented MVC team. They are, or were, you know, a playoff team last year, but they graduated a lot, you know, over 20 seniors. You know, and we've been in that position where we've graduated a large senior class and have to replace that with other kids. So we anticipate, you know, that they're going to have a fairly large senior class this year, but they're not going to have nearly as much experience as they had last year. You know, and so as we look at the scrimmage film, we see some things that we really like with our matchups against them, you know, again, on both sides of the ball. But, I mean, that's the big question mark with scrimmage film, right? Are you seeing a true representation of the opponent you're going to see week one? You know, week two is a lot easier, right, because you've got game film and you know what you're going to see for the most part. But, yeah, if we see the team that we saw on film, I think that we'll give them a run for their money.
Richland Center at Tolma among the area week one games. Hillsboro plays at Boscobel, Viroqua at Dodgeville. Iowa Grant takes on Fenimore at home. It's also Clear Lake at Royal, Prairie du Chien at Aquinas. Mineral Point travels to Lancaster. Platteville at Darlington. Cuba City at Potosi-Cassville. Portage at Wisconsin Dells. Baraboo travels to Sauk Prairie. Cashton at Seneca Wazika Steuben, Benton Scales Mound Schulzburg at River Ridge, Westby at Wausau East, Baldwin Woodville at Mount Horeb Barneveld, Southwestern East Dubuque at Blackhawk Warren, Edgerton plays at Broadhead Judah, Cochran Fountain City at Brookwood, Mauston travels to St. Croix Central, Black River Falls at Sparta, Monroe at Lodi, Pecatonica Argyle at New Glarus, West Salem at Onalaska, and Nisida at Partyville. Our featured game of the week tonight, as the Ithaca Bulldogs traveling to the Riverdale Chieftains. Coach David Klang of the Bulldogs talked about the fact that Riverdale is still on that schedule.
Yeah, it's really nice that we were able to keep them on our schedule as a non-conference game. It's been a big rivalry the last handful of years, and each team always kind of gives it their best, and they know each other in different sports. They play a lot against each other, so they each kind of have that idea that they want to beat each other, and kind of that very close rivalry since location-wise. And so it's really nice, and it's really kind of nice to lead it off, and hopefully we have a really good game. The last handful of years, we've had really close games with them.
The Bulldogs will be in the Scenic Bluffs Conference for the first time this year.
We played quite a few of the teams, either because, like, Hillsboro getting switched back too, and a lot of our non-con games were kind of with some of those teams, so we have some familiarity with a good number of them, and some new ones that we've played before in playoffs and things like that. So we know a little bit about them, but they're always going to want our best just because we're new and coming from the Ridge and Valley, and they've been kind of told that like we shouldn't belong there and that over the years. So it'll be kind of getting everybody's team's best effort every time against us this year.
I asked Coach Lucas Phelps of Riverdale about the Chieftains facing the Bulldogs.
You know, Ithaca, I think, is Ithaca. They're a physical team. They're going to get after you. You know, they got a pretty strong group of seniors that have been multi-year starters, so definitely got to find a way to try to take away what they do best. You know, for us, defensively, our key is our run fits, you know, trusting our reads, being disciplined, you know, when you 11 guys doing their job, not being selfish with stats, things like that. And then offensively, we got to take care of the ball. We feel like we can move the ball if we do our job, and if we're taking care of the ball, it puts us in a spot to be successful. But at the end of the day, you know, guys got to do their job, take care of the ball, and take away what they do best.
Coach Phelps says it will be good to be at home to start the year.
Yeah, it is. It's always nice starting with a home game to kick off the year instead of trying to loading up a bus and driving away. So we're pretty excited to open up the season at home this year.
Let's talk about the schedule a little bit. You kind of get thrown into a new setting this year. What do you know about the Six Rivers?
You know, Six Rivers, I think, is historically a very strong conference. We got a couple teams that are going to be in there that were with us last couple years, you know, with Iowa Grand and Boscobel and Seneca. A lot of new teams, you know, you're looking at Potosi, looking at Peck Argyle, Blackhawk, River Ridge. There's definitely some strong teams. You know, Blackhawk, Potosi, and Ridge have been teams that have been pretty dominant in the D7 world the last couple of years. So it's going to be a good challenge for us, but a nice balance in our schedule to give us different looks and get us better through the end of the year.
The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins at 6:40 tonight. Kickoff time at Riverdale, 7 o'clock. A game noticeably absent from our preview, the River Valley and Reedsburg game. The school district of Reedsburg reported yesterday that Reedsburg Area Schools has canceled the first two varsity football games of the season due to an investigation. The cancellation affects tonight's game at River Valley. Yesterday, in talking with River Valley officials, they were scrambling to find a first week opponent, but that evidently has not happened. Reedsburg principal Katie Matthews released this statement yesterday. "We are devastated that many of our student athletes will be missing out on contests. In particular, we emphasize with our seniors who will be facing a shortened season this year. However, above all, we are a teaching and learning institution. While this, without question, is a painful learning experience, we will never compromise the integrity of the Reedsburg Area High School or its students, staff, and families, and we will not let it define us." That from Reedsburg Schools yesterday. Again, the first two games of their high school varsity football campaign will not be played. Games that were played last night in the Madison area, Verona was a winner against Sun Prairie, 27-7. Wanakee over La Crosse Central, 38-0. Monona Grove, 37. Janesville Parker, 7. Johnson Creek over Marshall, 34-7. And Bayport over Middleton, 37-28. Bangor was a winner against Melrose Mindoro, 35-7. In the Hometown of Baseball Night League semifinals, Verona 4-0 over Cambridge, and Jefferson beat Middleton by a score of 5-0. The Brewers knocked out a pair of hits in the top of the first, then didn't get another one until the ninth inning Thursday afternoon. The result was a 3-0 loss at St. Louis. The Cardinals scored all their runs in the bottom of the seventh, wiping out a scoreless tie. Reliever Nick Mears gave up all three runs and took the loss. That meant the Cards won the series 2 out of 3 games. Manager Pat Murphy talked about facing the Cardinals' pitching.
You know, I've known Miles. I coached Miles in 2013 in Tucson. Yeah, I know a lot about him, and I know his ability to pitch. He went overseas and with the Texas Rangers, really learned how to pitch, and then all of a sudden really learned some things, and then got a big contract. He's been a great pitcher, and he's very capable of that, and he dominated us today.
Elsewhere yesterday, the Cubs 10-2 over Detroit, Washington 8-3 winners against Colorado, Pittsburgh 7, Cincinnati nothing, Atlanta 3-2 over Philadelphia, the Mets 8, San Diego 3. In the American League, Yankees 6, Cleveland nothing, Oakland 3-1 over Tampa Bay, Toronto 5, the Angels 3, Houston 6-0 over Baltimore. The NFL preseason games, including Indianapolis over Cincinnati, 27-14, and the Bears with a 34-21 victory. Backup quarterback Tyson Bagent ran for a touchdown on the opening drive of the Bears game. They went on to win that preseason finale as well. Cornerback Douglas Coleman III was immobilized on a stretcher and taken from Arrowhead Stadium on a cart last night after making a tackle. The former CFL standout went down on impact and remained motionless on the ground. They were quickly joined at the scene with trainers and doctors who removed his face mask but left his helmet on while strapping him to the backboard last night. Aaron Rodgers and the rest of the Jets starters won't play in the preseason finale against the Giants on Saturday night, and the Packers prepare for their game tomorrow in Green Bay. Quarterback Jordan Love talked about the last day of practice.
I think it was a good practice day. I think, we started a little slow to start. The team run period, I don't think it was our best, but I think, we definitely picked it up and started moving. I think red zone was a great period for us. You know, we were able to execute at a high level down there and then to finish a two-minute drive. You know, obviously wish we had to get that touchdown, but ended with a field goal, so it was good.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reesburg.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
8:21, our sports preview of high school football. We get you ready for the weekend. The Badgers, a week away from their opener as well. And we'll welcome back Mike Clemens coming up in the next couple of weeks as he gets back to it with us. We'll look forward to having him back to talk Wisconsin sports this fall with lots of things, including Brewers, Packers, and Badgers, and later on the Bucks as well.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Set up a quiet space for your kids to do their homework. Good habits start with a safe environment. Sponsored by Rockwell Automation, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Oakwood Fruit Farm, and Cobus and Bus Richland Center.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Friday means fresh from the country on WRCO, and that means that we'll be spinning a few brand new releases for you from around country music, and we'll also look at this week's most played songs, making jumps on the charts this week, several songs. This is brand new for Post Malone from his country album featuring Luke Combs.
I
crow, he reads those red wings. Hell, I got a guy for every damn thing. Oh, that ain't exactly what I'm looking for, 'cause I'm looking for someone.
Post Malone featuring Luke Combs and a guy for that here on WRCO Radio Country and Community. Welcome to some brand new stuff there, good releases, and we've been enjoying a lot of new releases. In fact, had Lucy Tiger in the studio with us earlier this week, Australian singer by way of Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and a new song out that we'll play that a little bit later on. But some brand new stuff coming up from the likes of Randall King. This is one called I Could Be the Rain.
Another one of those July summer showers. You used to love when storms like this rolled in. The harder it fell, the more fun we had getting caught in. Wish I could be that rain that's falling on your skin, baby, I'd start pouring. Sing you a song. It's gonna get to you. But if I can make it stay in on a Sunday, ruin every single plan that you've made, make you have to slow down for a minute. Maybe you'd realize what you're missing. Wish I could be that rain that's falling on your skin, baby. I'd start pouring, sing you a song.
comes to bed. I don't know if you can hear me, but I appear you're coming in clear as a bell. Heavens to Betsy, I finally quit the drinking, so I hate that my demons put you through hell.
Brand new from Jackson Dean and Heavens to Betsy on WRCO. Country Music News. Daryl Worley is starting a podcast that will run twice a week starting Tuesday. The podcast will focus on entertainers and highlight America's heroes. Among the first guests will be Rhonda Vincent, T. Graham Brown, and Ray Lynn. Sounds Like Life with Daryl Worley will be available on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, YouTube, and other podcast platforms. Fresh from the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
The apples are plentiful at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring Honeycrisp, along with Paula Red, Rave, and more varieties perfect for cooking or eating. Don't miss the fresh apple cider donuts, caramel apples, and bakery items like take-and-bake pies. And fall mums, absolutely gorgeous. Open from 9 until 5, 7 days a week. Visit Oakwood Fruit Farm just south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fresh is always in season. Like them on Facebook and check the website.
Oakwood Fruit Farm, that's the one for family.
Faith in the future has always been the mark of farmers. Farmers see the place they want to be in the world and in their rural community that needs them to be leaders, entrepreneurs, and examples to others. To plant a seed today is to have faith and believe in tomorrow. Take time to thank a farmer.
This message has been sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto, Richland Center, your total car care center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric is your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
We've got a wing-dinger of a trivia question coming up here in just a little bit, and we'll also give you a chance to win a little bit later on as well. We play movie trivia. Tony Johnson will stop by later on in the morning. We made a nice jump up to 60 degrees after that chilly low of 51. If you're headed toward high school football games tonight, probably a good idea to take along that sweater or jacket. Mine just travel in my car year-round, because you never know when you might need one. 4th of July, sometimes I've worn a parka, you know? Coey Wetzel and Jesse Murph have the top moving song this week. It's called
Hero. I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road, maybe get gone, have a little too much of something terrible. I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your freak show, and I'm just still driving here.
Still driving in a new low. I'ma take
Cole Wetzel and Jesse Murphy on WRCO Radio and the High Road. 8:41 the time. Good morning on this 23rd of August. Guess what, kids? It is trivia time, sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Some delicious cookies for you, if you know the right answer. Speaking of food, in a recent survey, 10% of us have at least one of these food items right now in our car. What is it? In a recent survey, 10% of us have at least one of these food items in our car right now. What could it be? 608-647-4155. All right. Well, here is Lucy Tiger. She was here in the studio the other day, Australian-born and Alabama singer, and crossing the country right now on a radio tour. This is her latest song, Everybody Knows Your Name. That's Lucy Tiger. We do not have a winner in trivia just yet. In a recent survey, 10% of us have at least one of these food items in our car. What is it? Lots of guesses for the likes of trail mix and condiments, candy bars, gum, chips. Yeah, probably all good answers, but and at least 10%. I would think it might even be higher. They have noticed this food item. We'll give you a hint. Might be something you would find in a car that's maybe not very clean. Don't be looking at me. I know the Pontiac Vibe might even have. You never know. 615 Collective with a new one. It's called What You're Looking For.
Always seeing only what you want to see. Walking in your own reality. Are you awake or are you living in a dream? Making movies in the back of your mind, frame by frame and line by line. Try to change and rearrange it all the time, but it is the same, and you don't know why. If you're looking for love, you're gonna find it. Looking for fame, you're gonna find it. Looking for hope, you're gonna find it. You're gonna find it. You're gonna find it looking for trouble. Gonna find it looking for love. You're gonna find it. You're gonna finally find what you're looking for. So two men could be walking in the same shoes, and at the same time they hear the same news. One's laughing and the other one's crying. One's living and the other one's dying. Tell me now, which one are you gonna choose? Cause in the end, it's up to you. And the fact is, there's only one truth. And the difference is, every point of view. If you're looking for love, you're gonna find it. Looking for faith, you're gonna find it. Looking for hope, you're gonna find it. You're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Looking for fear, you're gonna find it. Looking for trouble, you're gonna find it. What you looking for?
Six 615 Collective. Congrats to Marvin Ford, our winner of trivia today. 10% of us have at least one of these food items in our car. It would be a French fry. How about that? Ask someone who has detailed cars before. They might tell you that. Plus, check if you have a van or an SUV that has car seats, kiddie seats, you know, happy meals, move the seat sometime. Oh, there's a French fry under there. Where did that come from? You know, so that's part of it. And then not to blame the kids either. You know, some of us adults, you know, you kind of miss your mouth or something and it drops under the seat. You don't know about it. There you go. So have it later. Right. Gross. Anyway, Marvin Ford is the winner. Wins some cookies courtesy of Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Coach Johnson here again, and it's officially summertime. How are you feeling about your health journey? If you'd like to discuss some options, contact Jamie Johnson on Facebook. You can also call or text him at 608-604-7751. That's 604-7751 to discuss different programs. Working out is optional and not required with the different plans, though it is helpful. Reach out and start a conversation and consider making changes with your health today. Why wait?
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Just time for one more brand new one, and then a look at this week's number one most played country song coming up. This is Ella Langley featuring Riley Green.
I was all but 22, I think at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat. And I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like
country girl called my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this.
Most played country top five, Dustin Lynch with Chevrolet featuring Jelly Roll. Number four, Luke Combs, Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. Number three, Drew Baldridge, She's Somebody's Daughter. Hanging out at number two for a second week after a couple of weeks at number one, Shaboozy and a Bar Song. And number one for a second week, this is Nate Smith and Bulletproof.
I pray to good for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. 'Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me. I'm driving home. I'm three sheets, don't tie one on.